Nashville's agencies that resettle refugees have taken a hit since the freeze imposed by the president. Catholic Charities laid off a dozen employees, and the nonprofit World Relief is closing its local office. Yet the refugees who already live here are still seeking their assistance. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports from one nonprofit that is suddenly much busier.
Each year, about 1,000 refugees come to Legacy Mission Village to take part in kindergarten readiness classes, adult courses in English, citizenship, and driver's ed, and afternoon tutoring for high schoolers.
So the kids came with their guitars one day, so that's kind of become woven into the after-school program that they just come and sing their hearts out.
Kathy Edson directs programs at Legacy Mission, which has a couple of classrooms in a strip mall on Nolensville Pike. She says the client base is ballooning since the closure of World Relief.
So people have just been showing up at our door, calling on the telephone, emailing us, any way they can get a hold of us.
This spike in need doesn't really faze the founder, who knows the struggle of refugees.
After getting a good welcome and good hospitality, I thought about helping other people who came after me.
That's William Miserwa, a survivor of the 1994 Rwandan genocide. He says he doesn't want local refugees to feel abandoned as the country debates the future of resettlements. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.